Radio Free South End was the brainchild, or lack of Wolfman Chuck, once a DJ for KRAP, the alternative music station down in Seattle and Gomorrah, back before the city morphed into Tech Town. He claims he was let go for pushing the boundaries of even those leftist programmers who decried censorship, something to do, they told him, with violating all manner of human decency. Not to be so easily cast off the airwaves of Puget Sound, Wolfman laid his plans, moved to the politically incorrect South End, recruited a few of us slackers for his bandwidth comeback, and launched Radio Free South End, a laughably puny low-watt FM frequency, so low on the dial even the FCC would have to stoop to find us. This was the year of our Lord 1999. Slightly before podcasts and blog blasts, sort of old school but without much emphasis on the school. Wolfman had a primitive transmitter, don't ask me the technical, and a tower he erected over his trailer's roof. All he needed, he said, were volunteers to be the DJs when he needed a break. Of course we asked if this was criminal, and of course Chuck said, hell no, freedom of speech, he told us, First Amendment, he claimed. So sure, we volunteered, why not? We had some things to say, even some music to play. I doubt anyone further than 5 miles north of the island's head could hear us. But when you consider most of the bloggers out there on internet podcasts get half the listeners Wolfman got, who really cares? Chuck wasn't interested in advertising revenue. He just wanted what he called reverentially airplay. Chuck played old rock and roll, early blues, strummed his homemade mandolin, told off-color stories mostly about us local yokels, even played the South End string band every damn day, probably as thanks for half of us band members volunteering to DJ. I can remember like yesterday the day our music died. It was my morning to fill a 10 a.m. to noon slot, only to find Wolfman slumped over his microphone, headset off one ear, holding up an official-looking paper from some government agency or other. We're signing off today, Skeeter, Chuck told me as American Pie was playing. I bet for the 16th time that morning. The last song on KINK's brief but glorious existence. A week later, Wolfman was gone. The radio equipment, too, and his trailer had a for sale sign out by the road. Kameno's infamous and only radio station had put a thumb out and hitchhiked into legend. Rumor has it there's a pirate radio station operating off the coast up in the San Juan Islands. Some DJ on the run from the feds, still broadcasting to any and all in listening range. I'm betting it's Wolfman Chuck. Every now and then, I crank my radio up and run the dial north to south, hoping, I guess, to hear a crackly South End blues coming out of Canada on the magnetic waves of an aurora borealis. Wolfman still howling into the wind, the last real DJ fighting the corporate mega stations. And some nights, maybe too much to drink, I think I hear him in his tinny little mandolin. Godspeed, Wolfman C.